We have two bodies, one physical and one spiritual. 2 Corinthians 4:16 reads, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." When the unrighteous rich man died in the account recorded in Luke 16:22-24, his physical body was in the grave, but his spiritual body is in hell, fully cognitive and able to suffer torment. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." You and I have a spiritual body that the powers of the spiritual realm can plainly see. What does your body look like to them? Is he strong and lean? Is he comely and learned? Or is he weak and emaciated, unbecoming and ignorant? Satan, the enemy of our souls, is a spirit and deals in that realm, and he sees whether our spiritual man has the muscle to defend and to be a threat to his interest. This muscle that threatens Satan's stronghold of unbelief and disobedience is found in the surrendered soul's faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. To the unlearned, childlike faith seems of small value, when in fact it is the most powerful force in the universe. Matthew 17:19-20. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, "Why could not we cast him out?" And Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Have you been born again? Has the new man Christ Jesus began to develop in you, full of grace and power? Let today be your day of all days. Let today mark your entrance into the glorious kingdom of God. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Do it now. We'll wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." God said, Exodus 20:11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." God said, Genesis 5:3-4, "And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters." Man said, "We have evolved from nothing over billions of years. Life is just an accident that happens from time to time." Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, and feature article 610 that once again confirms the true inerrancy of the Holy Bible. All of these subjects are archived on this site in text and streaming audio for your edification and for ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Why not use the Tell a Friend feature above to forward any message of your choice to a fellow saint or to a lost soul? We are thankful that you have come. We are honored by your visit. On God Said, Man Said, there are nearly 60 features that deal with the very clear Genesis record of a 6,000-year-old earth. Most are surprised when they discover that there are over 100 scientific measurements that declare that the earth is young. Some suggest that the age of the earth is not an important issue, but God, his prophets, and his Christ think differently. If Genesis chapter 1 is incorrect, then why would John 3:16 that reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life," be true? God said that in 6 literal days he created the heaven and the earth and all of its occupants, as well as the sun, the moon, and the stars, and that he rested on the seventh. Genesis 1:5 ends the labor of the first day with this statement, "And the evening and the morning were the first day." Each subsequent creation day ends in the same way. It all happened in 6 days. Several years ago, a self-reported science writer challenged God Said, Man Said concerning the young earth position that the Bible boldly takes. After we had laid out ample evidence to belie any reasonable doubt, we challenged him with this statement. Mr. Science Writer, if the earth is older than 6,000 years, prove it. He hotly replied, you know I can't do that. That, of course, was exactly the point. We have addressed some of the info in this feature before, but it again is in the news and more detailed information follows. In the October-December 2012 issue of Answers Magazine, Dr. Andrew Snelling goes into considerable detail concerning the geological mystery of radio halos found in granite rock. Dr. Snelling holds a Ph.D. in geology from the University of Sydney and has worked as a consultant research geologist in both Australia and America. Author of numerous scientific research, Dr. Snelling is now Director of Research at Answers in Genesis. Dr. Snelling led the feature story with the following. Granite rock exhibit mysterious black spheres known as radio halos. The only reasonable explanation for their origin is a recent worldwide flood. Indeed, the unique conditions required to form such spheres show us that radioactive decay and granite formation was extremely rapid in the past. The following excerpts are from Answers. Old Earth geologists are baffled by the evidence of radioactive damage from polonium in certain kinds of granite crystals called biotite. These damaged areas, called radio halos, look like dark halos. To the evolutionists, their existence is a mystery. Why the mystery? The source of these halos, polonium, is an unstable radioactive element that does not survive long in nature, only milliseconds in some cases. It appears only briefly during the decay of another element, uranium. But no uranium source is found at the center of these polonium radio halos. Where did the polonium come from? The cataclysmic worldwide flood provides the answer. Uranium-238 is found a short distance away from the polonium radio halos. Hot water seeping through the granite during the flood could easily explain how products of the uranium's decay could be transported to the site of the polonium radio halos. The rapid formation of polonium radio halos has astounding implications for Earth history and physics. It means that radioactive decay must have occurred at a much faster rate in the recent past, and it also means that the Earth's granites must have formed under catastrophic conditions at creation and again during the worldwide flood. This means that all the radon had to be transported first while things were hot, and then the polonium halos had to form later after things got cooler. But since both radon and polonium have short half-lives, the entire process had to occur in days. Radon-222 has a half-life, a decay rate, of only 3.8 days, and polonium-218 and polonium-214 have half-lives of 3.1 minutes and 165 microseconds, respectively. At least 500 million radon atoms had to be produced, be transported, decay, and then be deposited as polonium. This would require 100 million years' worth of decay in just a few days. Expressed another way, rare conditions were required to form the polonium radio halos, and those conditions had to remain in place for more than 100 million years. The hot waters would have to keep seeping into and through the biotite flakes for more than 100 million years at current rates of uranium decay, and this had to happen in granites all over the globe. Such a scenario is impossible. The only viable alternative is that the needed polonium was available very quickly before it could decay away. That is, it had to be transported to the various points within the biotite flakes within hours or days at the very most. The implications are astounding. At least 500 million uranium-238 atoms had to alpha decay within a few hours or days. The equivalent of 100 million years of uranium-238 decay had to occur within hours. Thus, the decay rate of uranium had to be nearly a billion times faster in the past than it is today. And if uranium decayed at such an accelerated rate, then other radioactive elements, which are even less stable, must have also decayed much faster. Yet long-age dating methods assume that the radioactive decay rates have never changed. The very existence of the polonium radio halos is evidence that the radioactive rates were accelerated in the past. This means that dates for rocks of billions of years must be questioned, as the rocks are in fact only thousands of years old. This means that all the rocks we know of, meteorites, rocks brought back from the moon, and the oldest rocks on Earth, are in fact only thousands of years old. This gives us good scientific reasons to believe that the Earth, Moon, and all the objects of the solar system are only thousands of years old. So unless the granites cooled quickly, no polonium radio halos could be present. Thus, the existence of the polonium radio halos implies that granites crystallized and cooled within just 6 to 10 days, not millions of years. Uranium and polonium radio halos found together in the same biotite flakes thus provide startling evidence of past catastrophic geological processes acting on a young Earth. During day 3 of creation week, about 6,000 years ago, and again during the year-long Genesis flood about 4,300 years ago, sediments were eroded and deposited catastrophically on a global scale. Rapid earth movements pushed up mountains, and melting of rocks formed granite bodies quickly. Inside these granites, superfast radioactive decay generated uranium and polonium radio halos rapidly. Though the radio halos are so microscopic they could easily be overlooked, their abundance in granites all around the world cannot be ignored. They are exciting confirmation that the Earth and its rocks are not millions and billions of years old as usually claimed. Instead, they are only thousands of years old, as God's Word plainly declares in His eyewitness account of the Earth's history. End of quote. God said 6,000 years, and science says young, over and over again. God's Word is true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life that will last forever. God said Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. God said Exodus 20 verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God said Genesis 5 verses 3 and 4, and Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. Man said, we have evolved from nothing over billions of years. Life is just an accident that happens from time to time. Now you have the record.